Welcome to Our House, the only complete on-air resource for your home ownership needs.
Welcome to Our House. This is Linda Malaya sitting in for Peter Hunt. This show is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your real estate and home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Greater Albany, Utica, Watertown, Phoenix, Arizona. Why don't we just say the world? This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. Call Hunt Mortgage today at 633-3700 and ask one of our skilled, licensed mortgage consultants to work with you to find the lowest rate and closing costs for your particular home financing needs and wants. Ask also about our many exclusive programs, including our pre-purchase commitment, that allows you at no risk or cost to effectively enter the market to find your next home with the closest thing to cash you can get, a written commitment. Call Hunt Mortgage at 716-633-3700 for personalized, customized, what we call knock your socks off service. You can check out our low rate guarantee. Certain restrictions apply, and the details on that are on our website at www.huntmortgage.com. And don't forget, we have the first ever 24/7, 365 days a year real estate hotline, the Hunt Hotline, which gives you access to all available information about any property listed for sale in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Utica, Watertown, and even Phoenix, Arizona. You simply dial 716-631-4800. Then you enter the street number of the house you want to know about, no matter whose listing it is. And then the hotline will prompt you with a choice of street names. You select the one you want. And then you get to hear a brief description, and you'll be texted a link to a dedicated website on that property if you so choose. It's all automatic, just that fast in any market we serve on any listing, whether it's ours or any other broker's. So if, you know, your neighbor lists their house and you just want to be nosy, you can, you know, just call that number and find out what it's priced at. No one will know. No one will know. But if you ask for a text of the pictures, then we'll know. With the spring real estate market almost upon us, the summer market upon us, there's a real shortage of homes available for sale in Western New York neighborhoods, and there's a high number of well-qualified buyers actively looking for a home. If you or anyone you know is considering selling a property, at Hunt, we can list your home for free. That's right. Any agent can work aggressively with you to market your home to every potential buyer with no out-of-pocket expense. And as a seller, you'll only pay a commission, only if Hunt is successful in finding a buyer who is ready, willing, and able to purchase your home under the terms and conditions that are acceptable to you. In addition, only through a Hunt agent will you hear these words: "We will sell your home, or ERA will buy it." That's the seller's security plan. Please ask how it can work for you. And again, you can find out by calling 716-633-9400, or you can stop into one of our many open houses this weekend. Hunt is the official real estate and relocation provider of our hometown professional teams, the Buffalo Bills, the Buffalo Sabre, and the Rochester Americans. Our house is broadcast live on WBEN 930. And for those of you who'd like to participate in today's show, if you have any questions or comments about any aspect of real estate, you can call us in the studio at 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, or star 930. Those are all free calls, so you can join us on the air. We have a really special show for you today. I have two very special guests. The first guest is Michael Kelleher, attorney extraordinaire from Hogan & Willig. And we also have one of our leading agents, Jim Hoffman, who works out of our Williamsville office, but really lists and sells throughout the world. Yes?
Not about the world. But,
And throughout the solar system,
yeah,
then.
Yeah, something along those lines. Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Jim.
It's great to have you guys here. So, Jim, why don't you start by telling us a little bit about the real estate market? Still light on listings, more buyers than there are houses. Tell us.
Yeah, there's a lot of people buying real estate in Western New York. I've been doing this for 34 years, and I've never seen anything like I have in the past 5 years. Got our finger on the pulse about 5.5 years ago when I got involved with the internet heavy with Zillow, Trulia, and Realtor.com. And since then, the phone rings quite a bit. And watching the four different buyer pools that are buying in real estate right now in Buffalo is pretty amazing to see it. The first pool that I see buying right now are the people last year, husband and wife decided to buy, and sell because they needed more room. And so they went out and looked at their 10, 15 houses, found a house, put an offer in on a house, and lost in multiple offers. So they went out, looked at another 5, 10 houses, and put another offer in on a house, and lost that one. About 3 or 4 times in, the husband went to the wife and said, well, I'm done. We're not buying into a seller's market. We're not overpaying, and that's it. We're not moving. So they didn't move. Then they decided to have another baby, and they had a baby. Now the father, no longer does he have his room in the basement, but his garage is completely tied up with bikes, and now they have to move. So now they're into the market with the interest rates where they're at. They actually came down, as you know. It's awesome.
Yeah,
great. They're in the market. They need to buy. So those people are back in, and they're ready to buy. Then you got the new people getting involved that want to, you know, just go and buy real estate. And then the other pool, pretty interesting, is the people that had to move out of Buffalo 15, 18 years ago when there were no jobs, they had to go. They went to the Carolinas, Florida, California, wherever they went to seek jobs and security and what have you. Now we have jobs in Buffalo, and they're coming back.
They're coming
and that's
back.
One of the things that I can tell you based on my call volume. I would say 2.5 years ago, I was probably getting 5-6 calls a month coming back to Buffalo. That number is 18 to 20 people a month. They're moving back. They want to live next to Uncle Joe, next to Grandma and Grandpa. They want the school systems, whatever the situation is. They are coming back. And the last pool are the investors. There's a bunch of investors, a lot of people from New York, New Jersey coming to Buffalo. A $250,000 house here would be $600,000-$800,000 there with taxes at $20,000. So they're coming here, buying homes, staying here on the weekends with the family, and then the breadwinner is going back to New York, New Jersey to work and do what they need to do. It's really pretty cool to watch it happen.
So that's not a true, and I wouldn't term that investor, I'd term that second home. I've been reading that investors, actual investors buying homes and then renting them out, are buying up real estate all over the country. I've not heard so much about it in Buffalo. Are you seeing that at all?
We're seeing that too. Getting phone calls, I guess I made a little mistake there. You're right, that the people that are moving from New York, New Jersey, it is their second home. So the investors on top of that, yes, they are, they're buying a lot of properties. Flippers are trying to flip. It's very difficult to flip now because there's so many people buying real estate. They're having to pay a lot more money.
Jim, do you see people coming in on the Airbnb bandwagon, buying homes, intending to sign up with Airbnb?
I can't say yes or no. I haven't run across
that
myself.
We've run across a little bit of that, but I was curious, apparently it's happening. We've seen that happen, and there, Amherst and Buffalo, I know, are talking about proposing new rules and regulations for Airbnb stuff. So it's kind of interesting. Something you should watch out for.
Yeah. I hear about it. I see it. I understand it, but I have not been approached for it at all, actually, next to none.
Yeah. I have a family member who just relocated for a job in Florida, and they, rather than selling their two-family, they have a nice tenant, so they wanted to keep him. They decided to Airbnb. Now, that's my first experience with it, so I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah.
But they said that if they can Airbnb it, like I think it was 40% of the time, they're further ahead than renting it monthly. Now, you know, my question is, what is the quality of tenant that you get? I really don't know when people – I mean, I've Airbnb'd houses myself – and I know what I am.
I know you tear the joint up.
I do, because I party. but I don't know. I'm leery of that a little bit.
What kind of a screening process goes on? If you have a house and you're with Airbnb,
not much.
Is there much of a screening process?
I don't
there?
Think so. I mean, I've not been screened, especially if my reputation I got in.
My understanding is that the tenants are screened and rated. And the landowner or the homeowner is also rated. So if you want to do the Airbnb, you're
I think
to
the homeowner has to pay a commission, and,
yes,
and then I think the renters have to pay a commission too.
I think it's built into the price. So in other words, like my niece got married somewhere in, I don't know, and so I Airbnb'd a house. It was horrible. It was horrible. It smelled. It was horrible. And of course, you know, I picked it and I got a house big enough for my whole family. I had my sister-in-law, my brother, you know, and everybody was just daggering me all night long. It was disgusting. And then I got rated, you know, and he did give me a good rating. I did not go online and review. I don't do that. I don't do it. Good, bad, or ugly, I don't do it. I probably should have. And I should have known better. This was like in a college town. I cannot for the life of me remember. I've tried to block the whole thing out of my mind. But it was in a college town. And oh, God. Oh, it was nasty. Now, I also did it again. My other nephew got married in Indiana, and I rented a house. It was lovely, really lovely. And my son got up in the middle of the night and went into the guy's refrigerator, ate all his ice cream. And I'm like, what are you doing? So I went out to the store, and I replaced his ice cream. So he gave me a good rating, too. So I have good rating as a tenant, but I've had mixed luck.
Well, you got to be careful of those college towns, you know.
Yes, yes. And that I learned that lesson. I'll never do that one again.
I remember my son down at St. Bonaventure renting a house with, several other guys. And do you remember that movie Animal House?
Yeah. Right.
When I walked in, that's all I could think of. I'm in the middle of Animal House.
Right. Exactly. So, Jim, when you haven't had a lot of people come in and say they're going to invest and do the Airbnb, but I have been reading about that, Mike, that, again, nationwide, that is becoming a bigger thing. And investors, to some extent, are kind of the scourge of the earth for the family that wants to buy, because these investors come in, they buy up big, you know, chunks of houses, and then they're off the market for families that want to buy. So. Mm-hmm. It's a bit of a double-edged sword.
It's been very competitive, probably the most competitive I've seen it. 5 years ago was crazy. 4 years was even more crazy. 3 years was ridiculous. Last year was off the charts. And this year, you want to play, you got to pay. I mean, that's just the rule right now.
Yeah. Prices are really skyrocketing.
It's been pretty crazy to watch it. Very exciting, but for buyers, it's been very difficult. And it's one of the reasons they really need coaching.
Yes.
If you're going to buy a house, you need to be coached on what you can do to make yourself a better buyer.
If I can interject something here, I'm surrounded here with Linda and Jim by really terrific, terrific people at what they do. And for those listeners out there, if you're thinking of buying a house or selling a house, call up Linda Malaya and Jim Hoffman. I've worked a lot with both of these people, and they are terrific. Jim, you do a great job.
Yeah, you really do.
And Linda, your office is outstanding.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. Nobody better than Linda Malaya.
Ah, you guys are sweet. I'll take you out for a cup of coffee after the show. It really has been very stressful to watch buyers lose houses.
Yes,
it's hard. It's gut-wrenching. It's, you know. But there doesn't seem to be any big solutions on the horizon. In other words, I don't see a lot of new construction to expand the number of listings. And then you got your old folk like me that are just staying put. And I'm staying put because I don't know where to go.
I think you see the explosion of apartment rental.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's in part due to the fact there's such a shortage of homes, I think.
Yeah, right.
There really is. It has been very interesting from my eyes of seeing this for so many years to watch. And everybody keeps on asking me, where's the bubble? When's it going to stop? Where's the bubble? And I don't think it's going to
stop.
Well,
as long as the rates are, I suppose if the rates went up, that would slow things.
I don't think the rates hit almost 5% in November. They're down to what, like 4.25%?
Yeah. What are the rates? What are the
they're high threes, low fours, depending on your credit score, depending upon what kind of loan you're going for. But I agree with you. We saw no slowdown whatsoever as rates were creeping up. You know, this is about demand. This is about supply and demand. And I think if we could solve the patio home dilemma, as I call it, in other words, old folk like myself, I want a patio home. My problem is my 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath family home is less expensive than a patio home.
Yep.
I cannot motivate myself to write a check to move. Now, when I can't do stairs or, you know, other things, if it physically became impossible, because some of my friends are now giving into that. They're saying, can't stand the stairs, can't stand the pool and the lawn and the this and the that. I will write the check and I will. And so that's going to happen to me soon.
It's one of the biggest problems is people come to us and say, yeah, I really want to move, but I know my house is going to sell, but I got nowhere to go.
Yeah.
You know, so we talk about rent backs. We talk about ways to create time for people. And that's, that again is all part of the coaching. You know, you've got the pre-purchase commitment, which I know you'll talk about, which is absolutely to the moon, the best product in the market that I'm aware of. That rent backs, how to coach people to deal with the dilemma of buying and selling at the same time. There's ways to do it. You just need to be explained, you know, and people don't want to, they don't want to talk to a sales guy. I get that, but you got to do your homework. You're getting ready to spend a lot of money. Make the phone call.
Yeah. I mean, it really is war. You got to look at it as war, and you got to go into battle fully prepared. And that preparation is to go in with what we call the pre-purchase commitment. And it's very hard to explain to people what that is. It's something you got to sit them down, and it takes about 5 minutes to explain.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Sometimes buyers look at you like, what are you, crazy? It's a written commitment. Lenders.
And it doesn't cost anything.
And it doesn't cost anything. And we spend, I will tell you, we spend a boatload of money.
Sure.
In our office, our highest compensated employee is an underwriter. And we have them underwrite these files to give customers the written bonded, I'll call it, that's probably not the right word, but the written bonded letter that says you are approved for a mortgage. Now, you go to another mortgage company, and the mortgage consultant, loan officer, whatever they call them, they're going to look at your stuff, and these are skilled people, and they're going to say, I think you can afford this, and I will give you a pre-approval in writing, and that's good. But it's not as good as a done deal signed in blood by an underwriter who can bind a corporation, to lend to you. And so you go in and you are fully prepared with that, and you have a skilled agent like yourself, Jim, that knows the market, knows exactly what to do. You're going to have a better shot at winning the war, I think.
You know, for our listeners out there, maybe you could explain the difference between like a pre-qualification, a pre-approval, because those terms kind of get lost in the shuffle sometimes.
Yeah, no question. I would think that in this type of market, a pre-qualification is laughed at.
Linda, when we have multiple offers on a property, when I say multiple offers, I'm not talking two. I'm talking 6, 8, 10, 15.
Yeah.
We'll sit there and open up the offers and pre-qualification. Oh, a pre-approval. Look at that. Pre-qualification. The agents are not willing to grab people by the neck and sit down and say, this, you cannot get a pre-qualification. You will never buy a house.
Right.
You have to get at least a pre-approval. You really should get the pre-purchase commitment.
Yeah.
Do you want to explain that, or do you want me to explain it?
Yeah, go ahead. You explain it. How do you explain it to a seller? I guess that would be interesting to hear.
Or more of a buyer.
Both, actually. Right, yeah.
Pre-qualification is, hi, my name is Jim Hoffman. I make $50,000 a year. I got a student loan and a car payment. How much of a mortgage can I get? Hold on, Jim. Jim, you can afford a $200,000 house. Where do you want me to send the pre-qualification? That's about worthless as you can possibly get. It means nothing.
It does.
Agents won't grab people and tell them that is worthless. They don't have the skills to get people to listen, to make all the difference in the world for them to either get a house or just to put another offer. Get excited and put another offer and lose. Anyway, pre-approval, typically you sit down with a bank. You can do it online now, but whatever. Most people sit down with the banker. It takes about 2 or 3 days. They check your credit, look at your income, your outgo. Within 2, 3 days, you get a nice document. Jim Hoffman is pre-approved for a mortgage of $200,000. That is worth its weight in gold. That is a document that you can take to a seller, and they open up their eyes and they unfold their arms when they're sitting back, you know. Pre-purchase commitment started February of like 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Absolutely the best thing ever going. And Hunt Real Estate, Hunt Mortgage, is the only company that does it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a regular conventional FHA, VA product, regular bank. All the banks do it. But we're the only ones that underwrite it. And when you get a pre-purchase commitment, it takes about 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
About 2 weeks. You are sitting down to actually apply for a mortgage to buy a piece of real estate. It's like you're applying for a mortgage. You're signing your name, what, 150 times, whatever it is.
Oh, yeah, unfortunately.
They're doing a full-blown credit report. It doesn't cost anything. You're not bound to Hunt Mortgage. It's nothing but they have the staff to do the full underwriting to get a document that says Jim Hoffman is a pre-purchase commitment. I'm as good as a cash buyer in that scenario.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, when we pull that out and we're $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000 below somebody who's pre-qualified, we get the deal, I don't know, 90% of the time.
Yeah.
It's a guarantee. And Hunt Real Estate also, if the deal doesn't close because of the bank, Hunt Mortgage will pay the seller $1,000 in cash.
Yep.
Have we ever paid it, or can I ask you that?
No, you can ask me. No, we've never paid it because it's a done deal.
If you hear anything today, if you're serious about buying a home, find an agent, whether that's me or whoever you're working with, Get the pre-purchase commitment. It will make all the difference in the world to you, either sitting on the sidelines and missing houses, or finally getting your kids in the school that you want and raising your family and with the roof over your head.
That's huge. And now the pressure is going to really ratchet up. This is going to be the most stressful month coming up, July, because people buying in July need to get in before school starts and finding that neighborhood. And yeah, it's really
gut wrenching. It's going to get ugly.
It's going to get ugly. Yeah, really. I hear you. Well, find me that patio home, Jim. And then there'll be one house more on the
market.
There's
a bunch of them in Lancaster.
Yeah, there you go.
Not for sale, Mike. There's not many around.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
It just isn't.
Although, have you seen the ones that Bill Severin and his boys built?
I toured those the other day.
They're lovely.
Yeah.
They're in
Alden.
Alden, thank you. I get Alden and Akron. I always get the two mixed up, but I drove out there, and they're really lovely.
They're a great job.
They had a nice open house the other night.
I probably missed you. I was there. You know, Bill, so Bill Severin is an agent out of our Lancaster office, I think.
Yes.
Correct.
Well.
Yep.
And his boys and he formed a development company, and they built patio homes, and the quality of the construction is excellent. And the Severin boys are they're an ethical, lovely family. I always tell Bill, he's so fortunate, so lucky. Yeah. You know, he's done such a great job with his kids.
They do a great job. They really are. I commend them. They're a great team.
You know, they're one of the boys started off, flipping homes.
Yep.
Yes.
But they were good because, you know, when I have a client purchasing a home from a flipper, somebody who bought it and fixed it up, red flags go up all over the place because usually they're cutting corners.
Yep.
It isn't, you know, it's not really good workmanship.
Putting lipstick on a pig.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, the Severin boys, I always admired them because they actually did a really good, you know, they do a good job on the work product. And so the buyer is pretty much assured they have a quality home.
I agree 100%.
Yep. Well, we're going to be going to a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about all things real estate and all things legal. So we're going to have Mike Kelleher weigh in on the legal aspect of purchasing a home, as he is a wonderful real estate attorney. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Linda Malaya, president of Hunt Mortgage. Mortgage rates have recently dropped, and now is an ideal time to purchase a home and lock in a low rate. If you're already a homeowner, let's discuss your current mortgage. There may never be a better time to reduce your rate or access the equity in your home by refinancing with Hunt Mortgage. Call Hunt Mortgage at 633-3700 for a free, no obligation consultation.
Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
It's Mattress Firm's 4th of July sale, and we're celebrating with our free event. Get free bed accessories like a free adjustable bed base, two free memory foam pillows, and a free mattress protector when you take home your new bed for just $7.99. That's a value of over $850, absolutely free. And on top of that, you can save up to $400 on the best mattress brands store-wide. Hurry in, your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm.
Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Linda Malaya from Hunt Mortgage, sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our House is brought to you by huntrealestate.com, where everything is easier for your homeownership experience. Huntrealestate.com is the only place on the web for a complete inventory of homes available in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, and all the markets that we're in. You will find access to a complete set of homeownership services at huntrealestate.com. Huntrealestate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Utica, Watertown, Albany, Phoenix, Arizona. We're in Massachusetts now. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For more information about our exclusive mortgage program that allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, allowing you to buy the before and live the after, call 633-3700 and ask for details. Ask about the pre-purchase commitment that we've been talking quite a bit about, or even our warm home loan, which is one of my favorites. Only at Hunt Mortgage at 633-3700. If you'd prefer to pick up the phone, you can call Hunt ERA Customer Service Center at 716-633-9400. One of our customer service representatives can instantly direct you to the appropriate professional for your particular needs, buying or selling a home, financing, insurance, or even home improvements. Remember, our guarantee stands. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's a seller's security plan available only through a Hunt real estate agent. I'm in the studio today with Mike Kelleher from Hogan & Willig and Jim Hoffman from Hunt Real Estate. Mike, t- tell us a little bit about your law firm and how someone could reach you. And what does your law firm do? You do everything? Is there anything you don't do?
Well, Linda, Hogan Willig, we have 35 attorneys, give or take a few. And we have multiple locations. Our main offices, so to speak, are up at 2410 North Forest in Amherst between Millersport and Audubon. But we have a number of other offices, and I happen to hang out in our Lancaster office, which is fully staffed at 43 Central Avenue. We have a Buffalo office. We have a Lockport office. We have an Ellicottville office.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We're doing a lot of work down in Ellicottville on primarily real estate. That's a pretty hot market down there, too.
I didn't realize you had
a
place.
Realtors, you know, when I mentioned that we have an Ellicottville office, their ears pick up because they do have oftentimes people wanting to buy or sell homes in Ellicottville.
That's interesting, yeah. I did not know you were down there. Good.
We have a large real estate department. We do all kinds of legal work, as you might imagine, with a 35-person law firm. But I'm pretty sure as it relates to real estate, I'm pretty sure we probably have the largest volume here of
I would think.
Residential real estate closings, including mortgage closings, here in Western New York anyway. We have 15 paralegals, 5 or 6 supervising attorneys, so we're equipped and ready to go.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And I can be reached... our main office, you can either call 636-7600 or 681-1500.
Ask for Mike Kelleher.
Yes, and if you call and say you heard me on the radio show, you get a nice little free consultation.
All right. Awesome. That's terrific.
Been doing business with Mike for 32
Forever.
Years.
Goes back to that
I
roofer
think.
Client
yes,
of ours.
Yes, it does. Way back when.
And, we had fun, though.
Yes, we did. We've done a lot of transactions, and I've never had any problems with your firm. You guys are great.
Thanks, Jim.
Yeah. And, you know, Mike, you and I have been talking recently about how important it is for us to deal with large firms. There's an awful lot of fraud going on in the real estate industry today. And if you are dealing with a mom-and-pop type of attorney, he may or she may not have the highest level of security on their email and other things. And if you are emailing your attorney or whatever, it's a good idea to be with a good, solid
firm. Are so right on that, Linda. There's so much, you know, the hacking that's going on today is just boggles your mind. And I know you've had a particular situation that was an eye-opener. And for that reason, we're very security conscious at Hogan Willig. We have a couple of IT people on staff 24 hours a day.
Yeah. It's very important these days. It's a real thing. There's all kinds of scammers in every industry and every walk of life. And, you know, it's funny, if these people just did it the right way, they'd probably make more money. But
well, you know, I spent 38 years on the bench as the town judge in Lancaster, and what you just said is so true. I used to say to some of the, because a lot of these, you know, criminals, we'll call them, you know, career criminals, a lot of them are very intelligent people.
Yeah, they're not dumb.
When I'm sentencing to jail, I would say to them, you know, why do you go in this direction? You're a smart person. Why don't you just, you know, do it the right way? And I just get that kind of glazed look, you know. They just can't figure it out.
It's a shame.
It is very much a shame. If you would like to join us on the air this morning, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to take your questions. You can call us at 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, or star 930. Those are all free calls, so please don't hesitate to join us on the air. And there's something, a screen up that I'm seeing, so there must be a way to text, but I have 30930. Thank you. That was just whispered in my ear by the lovely people in the booth. Hi there. Yes. Okay. So you can text us. Just don't text us anything nasty. Text, be nice.
That'll be intercepted before it gets to us.
Yeah, exactly. But we would love to hear any of the questions that you have about real estate.
Yeah, please call in. You've got some great people here, and we're ready to answer any questions that you might have.
Yeah. And if you don't want to talk about real estate, do you have any hobbies or any other areas of expertise? I do not.
I'm golfing this afternoon.
Okay. Are you an expert golfer? Can people call in and get tips on golfing?
Well, you know, I know how to tell people what to do, but it doesn't apply to me. I can't quite pull it off.
Well, maybe I should take lessons from you. I've never golfed. I just, you know, chasing that little ball. I don't get it. I mean, I know so many people that are just obsessed with golf. My brother is obsessed with golf, and I'm just, I look at it and go,
No, I don't think so.
You know, I sort of agree with you. If I hadn't taken it up when I was younger, I'm not sure I would take it up today. First of all, it's very time-consuming.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Very time-consuming. And, you know, it's like a six-hour, thing when you go out to play golf. You know?
Yeah. Although, there again, I am reading that young people have no interest in golf, and the country clubs are struggling with memberships. And so, like, if you're in Florida, there's a whole lot of communities that are built on these golf courses. So what's going to happen if things shift?
Well, things have shifted in the golf industry. And take Western New York for an example. A couple of years ago, the clubs were really, hurting, all clubs, public and private. But, you know, as the economy picks up, suddenly there are people wanting to join clubs again.
There you go.
I think the Tiger Woods thing really helped out the industry tremendously.
Yeah.
Really?
Shot in the arm. Yeah.
And Florida got hit hard because they had an overabundance of courses, and a lot of them have just turned into developments now, housing developments.
Well, that's interesting because I always try to sort of keep my eye on what the trends are, you know, and what young people are doing. I mean, I think in real estate, young people still aspire to be homeowners. I think the one thing that they're looking for are these smart houses, you know, but they can do that themselves. They can retrofit almost any house into, again, what they call the smart house. I'm not so sure I want to do that, but myself, I'm a little suspicious of that stuff. I don't know. Like a Russian hacker, you know.
Jim, do you have a busy day today? You got showings lined up? What's going on?
Yeah, the whole team is busy today. We've got, we're working right now with what we call we kind of look at people as A, B, and C buyers. An A buyer is somebody who's been looking for a while, and they're ready. I mean, when the right house becomes available, they're going to put an offer on the house. They've done their homework. They have their pre-purchase commitment out of the way. They've done all the homework, and they're ready to go. A B buyer is somebody who wants to buy, but they've only seen 2, 3, 4 houses. They're just not ready. They haven't seen enough. So they don't have that baseline, you know, of what a house is going to go for, whether it's in Lancaster or Clarence or Amherst or whatever. And then you have your C buyers who are probably going to buy in the next 6 to 12 months. We treat them all the same. We do everything. We have the pipeline of people that are in the ABC. So it's exciting. I think right now we probably have between the five of us, I would say probably about 14 or 15 A buyers.
Wow.
Probably another 10 B buyers and probably 50 C buyers who are, you know, they want to do this, but they're just not really ready to go. I talk about education all the time. This business is all about education. And as much as I've watched this industry change so dramatically for the past 34 years of doing this, the real estate industry has changed 100 or 360 degrees.
Yeah.
But buying a home has not changed one bit in 34 years. Absolutely, you have to go through the same emotional ups and downs. The husband's got to get on the same page as the wife. The wife's got on the same page as the husband. They got to get their financing in order. The kids don't want to move. They don't want to change schools. Nothing has changed. The technology, all this awesome technology that we have, has not made a difference of people buying and selling real estate.
Yeah.
I will tell you, 25, 30 years ago, the average amount of homes that people looked at before they bought was between 15 and 20 houses. With no technology, I mean no cell phone, no computer, no Zillow, no Google, nothing. No GPS. We just went out and did this, right?
Right.
Today, the average amount of houses that people look at before they buy, take a whopping guess, 15 to 20 houses.
Wow.
In fact, it's probably more because you got to look at 15 to 20 to put an offer on one, and you typically lose the first one, so you got to look at another 5. And then you typically lose the second one because you're not bidding high enough.
Yeah.
We had a client last year that put offers in on 8 houses.
Oh.
Do you know what it's like to find somebody a house that they'll live and put the roof over their head and invest and the kids and all that? Try to find somebody 8 houses.
Yeah, that's...
It is not easy. It is... People think we're making a lot of money. We're working a lot harder for every single buyer than we ever have before.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's the way it is.
Do you worry about a situation like we had several years ago where, they're paying so much for the houses now and... Sometimes, you know, the market drops and now they're upside down and they can't sell. And that was a problem several years ago.
I remember that. That was before 2008, right?
It was around, that was, I think, one of the causes of the collapse.
Yeah, okay. That was an economic whatever. We can't control that. I mean, today, we were having trouble. People ask, what is our house worth? Jim, I got a four-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath with a family room buying the garage in Amherst. What's it worth? I don't know. There's so many factors to try to figure out pricing. We have to go, and we have to spend a couple of hours to do it the right way. Your question was, I kind of skipped on the question. Sorry about that. What was the question, Mike? Sorry.
I think people are sometimes are concerned that they're overpaying for the house, and then the market cools down, and now they want to sell, and they're upside down.
Is there risk there? Yeah, there is. I'm sorry. There is risk there. But it's been going on heavy duty for 5.5 years,
and I don't see it slowing down. But the G, you know what? I'm going to think of the word because we're going to go to break, but there's a word thinking of that will help this conversation. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Linda Malaya, president of Hunt Mortgage. Mortgage rates have recently dropped, and now is an ideal time to purchase a home and lock in a low rate. If you're already a homeowner, let's discuss your current mortgage. There may never be a better time to reduce your rate or access the equity in your home by refinancing with Hunt Mortgage. Call Hunt Mortgage at 633-3700 for a free, no obligation consultation.
Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Linda Malaya from Hunt Mortgage, sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our House is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your homeownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web for a complete inventory of homes available in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, all the markets that we serve. You will find access to a complete set of homeownership services at HuntRealEstate.com. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA. In Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Utica, Watertown, Albany, Phoenix, Arizona. I'm sure I'm missing something there. The show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For more information about our exclusive mortgage program that allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, allowing you to buy the before and live the after, call 633-3700 and ask for details. For those of you who'd prefer to simply pick up the phone, you can call the Hunt ERA Customer Service Center at 716-633-9400. One of our customer service representatives can instantly direct you to the appropriate professional for your particular needs, buying or selling a home, financing, insurance, or even home improvements. Remember, our guarantee stands. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the seller security plan available only through a Hunt Real Estate ERA agent. I'm in the studio today with Jim Hoffman, a leading agent from Hunt Real Estate, and Mike Kelleher, one of our premier real estate attorneys who is with Hogan & Willig, a very large law firm here locally. And if any of you would like to call us in the studio, if you have any questions about mortgages, real estate, or anything legal, you can call us at 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, or *930. So if you're driving, listening to us, and you get pulled over, Mike's here to represent you, right, Mike?
Perfect.
Yeah, go ahead. Yes.
Free consultation.
I'll see what I can do.
Yeah. I was running a little late this morning, and I was driving down Maple, and I wasn't speeding. I was a little faster, and I thought I saw a cop car, and I'm like, oh, my God, what if I get pulled over before?
You did see a cop car. I saw the same.
Oh, it was. Okay. See, I was going so fast, and I didn't quite make out what it was. I normally drive like a little old lady. I really do. I don't mess around. I got out of the house just a few minutes later this morning. So I was like, oh, my gosh, am I speeding? Please let me. And then that feeling, and then you get past and go, I'm not getting pulled over this.
Yeah, caught is such a, first of all, it makes you late for where you're going.
Yeah. Now, did we just do something illegal revealing that there's a cop on Maple
no,
Road?
No, not at all.
No?
No.
All right. Okay, good. But that's okay if we did, because you can come arrest me. I get 3 square meals a day.
No, you don't want to be in the jail.
No, I do not want to be in the jail. That's absolutely
true. Trust me
true.
On that.
Yeah, no, I do. I trust you. I'm a big chicken. I do not want to go to jail. I do not want a ticket. I've only gotten one speeding ticket
don't
in my
say
life.
It.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You're
don't
right.
Say
yeah.
It.
And I had to go to school. It was so boring. And it was on my birthday. I mean, it was like. Goodness.
What did you tell the officer? It was your birthday?
It didn't work. He was like tough. And actually, no, I didn't get the ticket on my birthday. I ended up having to go to school on my birthday. So, it was. Whatever. We'll move on to more fun subjects. We were talking before the break about whether or not there is risk in buying a house at these, what I will call, elevated prices. and you know,
that's
our
a good term, yeah.
Yeah, our price is going to come down. And I was saying, the demographics do not suggest bubble right now. The cost of new construction is ever rising, and so that's going to keep prices elevated. The shortage of housing is not going to change in the foreseeable future. So those things all suggest that prices are not going to come down and that there's not a bubble, which is not to say that there isn't risk, as you said, Jim. And we would be liars if we said there's no risk in buying a house.
There's been a risk of buying houses for 100 years.
Yeah.
It is what it is. 9/11
yeah.
happened.
Right.
We didn't sell real estate for 5 months, four months, whatever it was. And, you know, things just happen. But we have sold, in the past 5 years, we have sold probably between 450 and 500 houses. And I can honestly say I cannot remember one person that ended up having to sell a year or two or three or four later that's lost money. Now, maybe there is one, but I cannot in my mind think of one person. There's just too many good things happening in Buffalo. Our market has been depressed for a long time. We've seen our 3-5% appreciation every year for as long as I can remember. We don't get the big 20-30% upswings and the big 20-30% downswings like California
right.
or
right.
Florida. We have been a steady market, and people are recognizing what Buffalo has to offer. Buffalo used to be the armpit of New York State.
Yeah.
It is no longer.
Right.
It is a destination. The young people that are getting out of college are staying here.
Right.
The young people that moved away are coming back. The families that moved away are coming back.
Why?
Buffalo.
Jobs.
Jobs.
Yeah.
And Buffalo is a wonderful place, although it rained for the past 87 days.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, it rained
move
in
on.
Other places, too.
It did. It's across
it wasn't
the country.
Just Buffalo.
Yeah, yeah. So it's exciting to see it from my eyes and my team's eyes, the guys that are coming on board with us now. It is absolutely exciting.
That's
yeah.
to your point earlier, Linda, about outside investors.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't come here if Buffalo wasn't.
That's
this
right.
is very
the,
true. This is very true.
So it's a kind of a double-edged sword, but it's
yeah.
a good sign in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
Outside people are taking interest in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm. You know, Jim, I think one of the other reasons that your clients aren't losing money is twofold. One, you have a team of people around you. So you can cover every kind of incident or whatever the need is, and you have a strong team of real estate professionals surrounding and backing you up. And also, Jim, what I have found in observing you and even in my own real estate transactions that you've guided me through, you're honest. You say, don't buy this. Don't buy this. That's not what you want. Or I know a couple years ago, I was ready to sell, and I told you what I wanted to buy, and you said, you know, you looked around my house, and you said, you're not going to be able to get what you have here for these dollars, so, you know, don't do it. And it was good advice. I mean, and I was surprised because I thought, oh, you'll tell me just to get that sign in the lawn, but you don't. You do because you want clients for life, and people that do business with you for life.
I got the goosebumps.
Aww.
But
I
have worked my entire life. I was very fortunate at 22 years old to find my passion in life, and
yeah.
I love what I do. I do, and I'm sharing that with, I'm going to talk about my team real quick. I'm sharing that we have our transaction coordinator, who's Chris Hoffman. She's been with me for 32 years. Absolutely at the top of her game.
She really is.
I can't say anything negative. She really knows her stuff. We've got Amber Wetzler, who is just, she's been a rock star in real estate.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody in 4 years learn, understand, and do the business the way we want it done. And
yeah.
she's been just phenomenal. There's Warren Teal on our team now. He's been in real estate over 4 years. Nate Budd is coming along. He's very good, very funny guy, really, really nice guy, charismatic, knows his stuff, honest as the day. Dana Tozzolino, she's wonderful. She's going to be very, very good as she continues to grow and learn with us. It's very exciting to watch it happen. And we pair ourselves with, you know, Hunt Mortgage. That's our go-to people. And it's not because I work for Hunt Real Estate. You guys just do the job. And I've talked to Diane Sovereign 1,000 times. She always says, thank you, Diane. The day you stop doing the job, the day I'm looking elsewhere.
Yeah.
And she just does her job. You guys, it's a great team, and we appreciate your support back to us, too. Thank you.
We're blessed. So, but I beat you. I started at Hunt at 19, so I got
19
you.
What? 1990?
19 years of age.
I have a question for Jim.
Sure.
I get, and these questions that I ask are questions that people are asking of me or bringing up with me. It's a hot market, so I'll sometimes get a client says, you know, why do I need a realtor? Why can't I sell it myself? And of course, I always urge them to get a good realtor. And what's your, you know, you must have people that say that to you. Why do I need you?
It happens a lot, especially in the hot market we're in. Here's the real problem, okay? When we go out and take a look at a house to price a home, we do a CMA, competitive market analysis. The numbers are great. We look at comparisons over the past 1, 2, 6, 12 months. Okay, we've got 5 comparisons. Look at the pictures. They were asking, you know, $249,900. They got $250,000, whatever. 12 days on the market. We look at that. The difference today is because there are so many offers and so many buyers looking, we just had a house in the city on a beautiful street. A friend of mine, actually, completely redid the house over the past, I think he's been there 8, 9 years, something along those lines. We put the house up at $239,900, knowing that we were going to get multiple offers. We had 17 offers, and we sold the house for $276,500. If he would have done it on his own at $239,900, he would have probably got $240,000, $245,000. We more than took care of our commission and put an additional $15,000 in his pocket. This is just one story. I could tell you 100 stories like that. This is not the time to do for sale by owner. You think you're saving money? We do not know what market value is because there are crazy people.
That's an excellent point. That's a good point.
That is the biggest key.
You don't know what your house is worth until you market it. That is the truth.
And you know what I always tell people too is you don't understand the exposure that an agent can give you. If you stick a sign in the lawn, yes, you will get, you know, you'll get a bunch of people to come look at your house and you will get an offer. But if the agent can get you what you want plus their commission, at the very least.
And then some, sure.
And then it's usually and then some. But if, let's just say they get you just what you want, plus cover their commission, just the work and the legwork the agent does alone. But it's very, very hard to get people to understand that concept
because
they think it's stick a sign in the lawn. And you know the other thing, in complete candor, the dollar amount. You know, if you're selling a $300,000 home, the commission, it's a big check.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, people really struggle with that. They say, oh, I'm not going to write a check for X, but they don't understand that one way or the other, you'll be writing a check.
You're going to write the check.
Right?
If they did their homework and sat us down and gave us a chance to get them to understand what it is that we do, our internet exposure, I'm on like 300,000 computer screens a month. How can you compete with that?
You know, the other thing, Jim, I think that people don't understand is if they don't get the price they want plus your commission,
they don't have to pay us.
They don't sell.
That's right.
Then take Jim's sign out of the lawn and go at it. Have at it.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
we're running out of time, but I have a question for you, Linda.
Literally or just for the radio show?
Is that a trick question?
Yeah. I am at an age where I have to ask
that. Question.
What about these online mortgage lenders, Rocket Mortgage, stuff like that? You know, I shudder when I have a client says, I'm using Rocket Mortgage. I go, oh, boy, here we go.
Because
a legal standpoint.
Sometimes that rocket goes the wrong way. we have an online mortgage application as well. We call it Mortgage Engine. And it is very similar to Rocket Mortgage. You apply online and you can upload all your documents and some things instantly can merge in. For example, if you do your taxes through TurboTax, you can put the passcode in and your taxes automatically upload into our system. And we have 32 layers of security on that. And for the person that wants to do that, God bless you. If you prefer to sit face to face with somebody, hand them documents, get a consultation, you can do that. I won't disparage Rocket Mortgage. It is a competitor. You are getting, you know what it's like when you go into the supermarket and you do self-service? You still get your groceries in the bag, but I don't know about you. I do it and I go, that job looks so easy to me to be a cashier. I'm not going to quit my day. I always look at the woman that's the one person covering 42 cash roads. I always go, I'm not quitting my day job to become a cashier. I can't get the stuff in the bag, and I ripped the bag, and I got whatever. It's a lot harder than it looks. And I would say it's the same thing with a mortgage. You know, you go online, it looks easy, it sounds easy. It ain't easy.
Not easy.
So why wouldn't you go with the professional? And I'll tell you another thing. We beat the hell out of their rate and costs, mostly their costs. So we got 30 seconds left. Give your phone numbers out real quick. Gentlemen,
Jim,
James Kaufman.
Go on, Jim.
Okay. You can reach me on my cell phone at 716-531-2898. Again, Jim Hoffman, 716-531-2898.
Mike Kelleher here, 636-7600 or 681-1500.
And I'm Linda Belaya from Hunt Mortgage. You can reach me at 633-3700. I'm extension 3106. Leave me a message. I'll call you over the weekend if you'd like. And we're all working this weekend, right, folks?
Enjoy the sun.
Yeah, enjoy the sun. See you next week.